Jennifer Hedgecock, just one more. Just one more, she said, looking into an empty glass in a deserted bar, a song on the jukebox rotating around in her head. You don't even look old enough to drink, said the bartender. Rolling her eyes, she chugged a fresh shot of whiskey, that hot sensation burning down her throat, then grabbed her jacket and purse, the bartender giving her one of those looks before she left. The night air blared like a vent from a heater, aimed at the sparse trees along the sidewalk, cracked and raised. She walked with a little trouble, her skirt too tight, with only the clicking of her heels echoing along the pavement. She caught a glimpse of herself in a store window, lit up from a street lamp. Hard to believe that was her, glimpsing at the bruise on her left leg, the cut above her eye, her puffy lower lip. She brushed her hair back in an effort to look more respectable. And there she spotted the car's shiny front fender, like an obscure object in a child's picture book, meant to be out of place. But there she was, the drugstore, the bar, the gas station at the end of the street, all closed in this two against one game. She took off her shoes, the pavement cold beneath her feet, and put her head down low, hoping he did not know she'd seen him. But the headlights came on and the engine turned over, the car coasting carefully down the street. She swallowed on something hard stuck in her throat. The chemistry of an animal changes when it's in fear. The human being is a kind of animal trained by society to be a little something more, a little something better. The heat thickened, her brow moist, the smell of fear panting and hot. The car moving just behind her, real slow. Her head jammed up, her body bleached out, every inch of her evaporating into mist. The engine stopped, followed by a slow throb. Facing southwest, she played a make-believe game that this night of hunting was not for real. But with her back turned, she still saw him, flicking a cigarette to the curb, his shirt sleeves rolled up, his cowboy boots hitting the pavement in a certain rhythm, his fists tightening. That short skirt rode further up her legs as she walked faster, pretending to be in the backyard at home on her swing set that Daddy put up before leaving them for good, her mother's face shining through the kitchen window while she washed dishes, humming a popular song. But instead, his hand reached for her small neck, so white against his suntan skin, that big hand that she watched so many times before with fascination, with terror, with love, but more lately with shame, hate, closing around her throat, pulling her into the endless night, the right here, the right now.